Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. It's another day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's another day. Oh, bless the Lord. It's another day to give God glory. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Another day to bless his name. Another day to thank God for his mercy and his grace. Hallelujah. It's just another day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To be thankful. Hallelujah. To glorify our God. To be grateful for the things that he has done for us. Hallelujah. There are times you just think about the goodness of the Lord and all that he has done for us. My soul cries out. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God for saving me. Hallelujah. It's just another day. Hallelujah. To do the will and purpose of our Father. Thank the Lord that the day will not be counted as naught, but accounted as that worthy, hallelujah, of a child of God. Living to glorify and magnify our Father. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We are rejoicing, and we are so glad in it, because this is the day that the Lord has made. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us bless his name together. Amen. Hallelujah. It is so good, hallelujah, to be on the Lord's side. It is so good to be in the kingdom of the Most High God. It is so good, hallelujah, to know that you're loved by the Almighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and he's your Father. He's our Father. Isn't that just a blessing? So we give honor to God today for who he is, Almighty God, and we bless his most holy name. Thank you, Lord. We give honor. My name is Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. We are just so delighted that you tuned in. Whether it's 100 years from now, 50 minutes from now, 2 seconds from now, we are so honored that you tuned in. Hallelujah. And we thank God that there will be a word just for you, that the Lord will make it just personal for you. Amen. Not because of us, but because of the love that God has for you. Yes. Hallelujah. He knows what you need. Yes, he does. He knows exactly what you need. And we thank God for meeting your need, and not only your need, our need, hallelujah, all of his children's need. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God is so good. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We extol you. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah, for this day. We thank you for your great mercy, your grace, your peace, your love, your kindness, your direction. Yes, we do. Your instruction. Hallelujah. Your protection. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Ooh, for how you lead and guide us, Lord God. Yes, Lord, we thank you. And your people everywhere. Oh, Father, thank you. Thank you. Ah, thank you for your peace, your joy. Hallelujah. You are our Father, and you are an awesome. You are the only true and living God. You are awesome in all your ways. You are majesty on high. Yes, you are. You are the sovereign Lord, and we bow to you, Father, and we thank you for your kindness towards us. And we thank you, Father, for your faithfulness. We thank you for hearing us when we pray. Not only those that are here at this moment, but your people everywhere. God, yes. Thank you and give you praise and glory to your most holy name. We thank you that you have met every need that we'll need for this day, for the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding, for this day you have provided. Oh, Father, we thank you and we glorify you. Thank you for your love, your mercy in us, over us. Thank you, Lord. Oh, how we glorify you. How we magnify you. Thank you that you allow our bodies to operate according to your plan. Thank you, your design. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the spirit of life flowing through our bodies. Yes, Lord. Your people everywhere. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for how you fight and defend your people. Thank you, those who may be going through persecution, Father. We thank you that you're sending help from the sanctuary, showing the world that you protect those whom you love. Almighty God. Oh, God, we thank you. Oh, God, those that are doing your work, those that are on the field, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give them a way of escape. Cover them, Almighty God. For the earth is yours, Almighty God. Ah, hallelujah. The scripture tells us that you fight for yours. Ah, your people. We thank you, those that may be on the field, God, and sick. We ask that you heal them right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. And we thank you for doing it. Oh, God, hallelujah, hallelujah. The watchman's on the wall. Give them clear vision, Almighty God. Hallelujah, the intercessors. Empower even the more. Let them not question. Let them not get weary. Let them not say, I'm just not going to pray about that. Oh, God, the intercessor and the prayer warrior. Hallelujah, it's the prayer presented to you. Oh, the final decision is yours. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Trust you, God. Hallelujah. We glorify your magnificent name. Thank you for meeting every need. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you for miracles. Thank you for lifting hearts. Thank you, Lord, for encouraging as only you can do. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That you have called us to do, make it plain to us, Lord. Hallelujah. Those that you've called us to help, make it plain to us, Almighty God, and we can run. Hallelujah. And be about your business. Yes, Lord. We thank you for this day. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Remember the innocent. Almighty God, help them. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. For you are good, God, and we thank you for your goodness. Yes, towards your people. We thank you for salvation. We thank you, Father God, for forgiving us for every sin, word, thought, or deed that's been committed. Almighty God. Hallelujah. We thank you, and it is all in the mighty name of Yeshua, we pray, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, my beloved, we're going to read the scriptures, and then the morning elder, God bless you. When we read 2 Chronicles 7, 13 through 14, after we have read that, Elder will come in, and as she's been doing for a while now, praying for our nation. as God gives her directive. In Jesus' name, lift her up. Hallelujah. So we're going to Genesis. Good morning, my darling sister, working and still faithful to come on. Bless your heart. Just love you. Hallelujah. 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 You know where we're going. In the beginning, yes, our faith looks up to the Almighty God. Hallelujah. 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 It's a good place to be. In the beginning, God. Glory. <Woo. laughs> In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Our Father. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light. Oh my God, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Same chapter, verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Amen. Chapter 2. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rest from all his work which God created and made. Bless his most holy name. Isaiah 43. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. You know where we are. Isaiah 43:7. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Verse 8, bring forth the blind people that have eyes, the deaf that have ears, and let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is truth. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servants whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. Even I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved, and I have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Bless his most holy name. Verse 13, yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Hallelujah. Bless his most holy name. Bless the Lord. Second Chronicles. Yes, Lord. Holy and righteous art thou, Almighty God. 7, starting at the 13th verse. Hallelujah. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, bless his name. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I did it again. There you are.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord God. Bless your most holy name. Thank you for yet another day, another opportunity,
yes,
another time in space, oh God. Hallelujah. The space and time that you have given unto us, God, we thank you. This space and time that you have given unto those who are yet breathing, God, we thank you. We honor, we glorify you, God, knowing, God, that nothing is impossible with you.
Yes,
we thank you, Lord God. Yes. There's nothing that you can't do according to your word. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for all of the faith walkers in this nation.
Yes,
thank
God.
You for what you continue to do and how you continue to move. Thank you for your benefit on this day. Thank you for your blessings in this day. Thank you for how you're going to move in this day.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You for those you're going to use in this day.
Thank
all
you.
In this nation, God, that you may be glorified, that you may be lifted up, oh God, that you may get your praise, your glory,
yes,
and your praise. For God, you are a faithful God, and you are looking for those who will be faithful. Oh God, we just thank you for hearts that are turning even now.
Yes,
those that are seeking your faith in this nation, those that are calling to you, those that are believing your report, and standing on your word. Thank you, hallelujah, for what you continue to do. God, we even pray for the missionaries, God.
Yes, Lord.
Who have been captured into captivity. God, we ask you to move on those who put their man captive, to move on their hearts, oh God. Oh, God, even use the missionaries at this time to draw them to you. God, we thank you, cover them in your blood. God, they went forth believing you and trusting you and standing on your word, doing what you said for them to do. And for that, God, oh, God, they have been put into captivity. But, God, your word is not bound. Hallelujah. So we thank you for your word being released, God. We thank you for your favor upon them. God, thank you for what you continue to do and how you're moving, God, through them, in them, and by them, even at this very moment. Keep them safe, for they are in the ark of safety, God. And God, whatever your will is, God, they would have accomplished what you sent them forth to do. So, God, we thank you, God, for what you're doing even now. God, hallelujah. Thank you, God, for lifting them up, lifting their spirits, for the release. You release them, God. We thank you for it, God. We bless you in advance, and we glorify you, and we magnify you, God. You ought to be lifted up in this place, in this nation, because you are God. All by yourself.
Yes,
you
do
the impossible. You move like you want to move, God. Man think that they are in control, but you are in control. Oh, God, they don't even realize and recognize you, God. They don't realize and recognize it because of you that they are breathing in this nation. They're walking, God, on your earth, God, that you brought into existence, God. They claim that different ones, oh, my God, brought different things into existence concerning the earth, but you are the maker. You are the ruler. You are the king. Oh, my God. You can't be brought down. So, God, we thank you and we bless you and we honor and glorify your name, for you are the Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the same yesterday, today, and forever. God, you don't change. You remain the same. Your word don't change. Your word will not change in this nation. God, they may make poor decisions, but your word stands. Your word don't change. So we bless you and we honor you. And we glorify your name. So, God, I pray, God, that in this nation they be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines and, you know, all kinds of crazy teachings, oh, God. Things being said and things being taught in this nation, but it's not lining up with your word. It's not lining up with the word of God. And people are frustrated, God. People are upset, God. People are lacking, God, and people needing help, God. But all kind of strangeness and all kind of doctrines, God, outside of your word is going forth. God, they have time and say, in God, we trust. God, I can't get over. God. They have time to say, in God, we trust. Oh, my God, and one nation under God. But God, do they really trust in you? God, is a really one nation under God. Supposed to be trusting in God, but doing things outside of the word of God, making decisions not based on the word of God, claiming to be one nation under God, about liberty and justice for all. Oh, my God. God is just mere words. It's just words coming out of the mouths of man. Oh, my God. But they're not lining up with your word. They're not doing it the way you want it to be done. They're not caring for the people as the people need to be cared for. The word of God will never, ever change. Your word will never, ever change. God, we pray that your kingdom come, oh, my God, that your will be done in this nation. Oh, my God. God, your word tells us, you say that this is my commandment. In John 15:12, Jesus says, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. God, where is the love? Oh, my God. God first begins with those in leadership, with those in office. Oh, my God. Do they really love one another? Because if they don't love one another, God, if they don't treat one another as they ought to, God, they will not the people. Oh, my God. They won't treat the people with love. They won't treat the people with kindness. They won't treat the people with gentleness. They won't treat the people with compassion. God, they won't treat the people according to your word. So, God, we pray that love abides in this nation. God, shake up this stirred. Do what must be done. Bring down, God, that needs to be brought down. God, we thank you for your great deliverance. God, you can do all things, and you do all things well. So you told us, believing that we receive it, and it shall be done. So God, those that seek you early shall find you. So God, and we know that you are in the midst because we know your presence are with us, God. We feel it deep within. So, God, thank you that you're moving on behalf of these prayers, not only these prayers, but all those in this nation who are praying for this nation, who are praying that there be a rising up in the hearts of men. That people will realize and recognize that you are God all by yourself. Your word won't change. You will not change what you have said from the beginning. Oh, my God, in the beginning, God, and since you have always been in the beginning, your word will not change. Your word will stand, oh, my God. It stands for every man. No one is exempt. So we thank you for this wonderful, awesome word. Proverbs 19:21, Lord God, there are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord that shall stand. For God, it's your counsel that's needed. It's your word that needed. Man can give opinions. Man can say whatever they want to say, oh God, but your word that stands. It's your word that delivers. It's your word that sets free. It's your word that moves mountains. It's your word, oh my God, that brings out families. God, it's your word that stands. Sure, your word don't change. It remains the same forever and ever. For your word is forever settled in heaven. So God, since your word is already settled in heaven, you allow your word to come down to earth. And God, you allow your word to move in earthen vessels. So God, we thank you.
Thank you.
Oh my God. For how you are moving, even right now, what you are doing, even right now, for you resist the proud, God. Those that are proud, you resist. So God, let that be asking for forgiveness, God, and even for forgiveness, God. So we thank you, God, because you're faithful and just to forgive. But God, we all need to humble ourselves before you, God. So God, we thank you, God. Hallelujah. We can humble ourselves before you, God. We know, God, oh my God, that we draw nigh to you, resist the devil, then we flee. But God, there must be a drawing nigh to you first. There would be no resistance outside of drawing nigh to you. So God, those in leadership in this nation and nations, whoever they are and wherever they may be, God, you know them by name. You know all of us by name. God, I pray that they humble themselves, God. I pray that they don't conform to this world, that pride be brought down, that there be a transformation taking place by the renewing of minds. God, minds are wandering, God. Minds are unsettling, God. Minds are hearing all different kind of things, God. God, minds are being trapped by the enemy. So God, we pray a release. Oh God, we pray a release, God, over the minds of those making the decisions in this nation. Pray that they hear your voice, oh God. God, even if they're not say, God, I pray that they hear you, know it's you, God. Give them life to you first and foremost. God, let them, God, just as there was a writing on the wall, oh my God, yeah, God, let there be a writing, God, that they will see and know that it's you without a doubt. God, cause a shaking, God. God, if there has to be a power release, God, let it be. God, let them knock to the point that they hear, God, that feel what takes them and know that they must surrender unto thee in every decision.
Yes, Lord God.
God, I thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank you that it is so. Thank you that your will is being done, your kingdom come, your kingdom being represented in this nation. God, let there be a distribution to the necessity of the people, oh my God. Doing what's right in and for the nation.
Yes, Lord.
God, many are looking at the United States. God, many are looking at the United States to take the note of how decisions are made, what is being done. Is this nation really reliable? Oh, my God. Is God in the forefront? Can this be a lighthouse? God, we ought to be a lighthouse lit up so people can see, this nation is one nation under God, is doing what you say to do, doing it like you say, do it. Matthew 5:16 lets us know, God, let your light so shine. God, let the nation light so shine before men that they may see the good works and glorify the Father, which is in heaven. God, it's all about you being glorified in this nation. It's all about you being lit up in this nation.
There's
people that this nation is truly doing the things of the Lord, relying on wisdom from above, not this earthly, sensual wisdom.
My God.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you.
Oh, God, the question is you truly the God? Are you the Father in this nation? Can people see God as the reality should be in this nation, God, can people really see you being revealed? People recognize and realize and know the words that are printed. We are one nation under God. I can't get over that. Just keep coming up and keep coming up, God. We have greed and division, divided power and structure, and desirous of vainglory, provoking one another and envying one another, trying to outdo one another. Don't want one to have more than the other. Oh my God, to make a decision over one another, but God. There must be a coming together. There must be a one accordness. There must be unity. So we thank you, God,
thank
that it's being
God.
Brought forth. We thank you, Lord.
Thank
God. We bless you, God. And you,
thank
God,
you.
We thank you for all the law is fulfilled in one word, God, in one word. Even this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Oh, my God.
Thank
love
you,
thy neighbor as thyself. But God, things are happening that show that love is not preeminent, that love is not being revealed. So, God, speak into existence. That God, you move, God. We thank you that you're doing it now, God. Raise up warriors, God. Raise up those in leadership, God, that will demonstrate the love of God. We believe you. That love will protrude, God, even in the recesses of their belly, that it will come out of their pores, oh my God, that it will pour out of their pores, oh God. God, we thank you, God, that for the people, God, for doing right in this nation, and we thank you, God. God, we bless you and we honor you. God, even Solomon, relate to what happens when wisdom and knowledge and reproof and counsel of God is rejected. He lets us know, oh my God, oh my God, that we need God to have the knowledge. The nation need to reproof. Yes, God, we need correction. God, we need it, God. Needs the counsel of God. Your man's rejection. So God, we honor you and glorify you. God, there will come a time when God will not answer. Oh God, there will be seeking him and it will be in vain. Now is the time for this nation more than ever before to seek the Lord, cry out to him, receive him as their personal savior, repent, ask for forgiveness, seek out those with godly counsel who speak good truth, need to seek out those who will give God the counsel, who will give the truth of the word, who will stand fast and firm, who won't back down, who flow in the Holy Ghost, oh my God, who will deliver the message like you say, deliver it, oh my God, oh my God, and won't move, won't deviate from the words that you send forth, for the Lord gives the wisdom. Out of his mouth coming knowledge and understanding, according to Proverbs 2:6. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth coming knowledge and understanding. We can get all the knowledge we need, all of the knowledge and understanding needed. Come out of the mouth of God. Come out of the word of God. His words of his word keeps, his word strengthens, his word counsels, his word is true, his word is light, his word is spirit, and his word is truth. God, we thank you for your word. Proverbs 1:33, but whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. This nation, oh my God, needs to hear wisdom, speak wisdom, embrace wisdom, dwell in a place of safety, hear wisdom. Wisdom, embrace wisdom, walk in the wisdom of God, not in the wisdom of flesh, not in the wisdom of man, not in the wisdom of people, not in the wisdom of signs, not in the wisdom of name tags, not in the wisdom of tags on cars, but in the wisdom of God, not making up their own things, but walking in the wisdom of God. We need wisdom from above, wisdom that's peaceable, hallelujah, wisdom that's direct, wisdom that gives sound teaching, soundness of mind, soundness of spirit, wisdom from above, godly wisdom. We need to hear of wisdom, embrace wisdom, dwell in wisdom, walk according to wisdom. thank God, hallelujah, for wisdom. Thank God for what he does and how he moves. I pray to God you reveal yourself in this nation, that wisdom runs in this nation, that you be glorified in this nation, that forgiveness is asked for in this nation.
Thank you.
That strengthen is given to those, God, who are upholding you, God, who are trusting and believing in you, God. God, I pray, God, that you help, God, send help, God, from the sanctuary. We need help in this nation. God, clarity in this nation. Peace in this nation. The heart be aligned with yours in this nation. That minds be aligned with yours in this nation. That the mind of Christ reigns in this nation. Oh my God, we thank you and we bless you.
Yes,
James 3:17-18, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruit, without hypocrisy. God, we got so much hypocrisy in the nation, and the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. God, we need the fruit of righteousness. Oh my God, reigning in this nation. God, we need you in this nation. You do all of that which you can do. God, we thank you and we bless you in advance, for you are moving by your power. Thank you for hearing us. Thank you for hearing these prayers. Every prayer that's going up even before you at this moment, God. We thank you, God, and we bless you that you hear. Thank you for those who heed the call to pray for this nation. Thank you, God, that they're praying words with power. Oh, God, demonstration is coming forth. God, we thank you for the manifestation of your word. Your word being revealed. Thank you, God, for those, God, that are hearing you now. Those you in leadership, the people hearing you, God, hearing your voice, God. We thank you for your voice reigns supreme. You are God about yourself. You are doing the impossible. God, we thank you and we bless you and we honor you. God, you see every tear, God. For you wipe away tears, God. You bottle up tears, God. You know the hurt. You know the pain. You know the disquietness, God, in the hearts of the people. Oh, God, in the nation. So, God, oh, God, send help. Let them know, God, that you're here. Let them feel your presence. God, let them know that you're nigh unto them, God. You're not afar off, God. Oh, God, you never leave nor forsake those that are yours, God. God, we thank you for not forsaking this nation. Oh, my God.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for your reveal of the word. Thank you for what's going forth and what's being done. We thank you for the power of your Holy Ghost. God reigns supreme. Only you can do it. Only you can move. Yes, God, we trust you. We believe your report. We stand on your word. We glorify and magnify your name. Have your divine way in this nation. And thank you, Lord, God, for what you're doing with those missionaries, God. I bless you for them, oh God. I thank you for the work they have accomplished for you, God. God, you be glorified and magnified. God, we bless you.
Yes, Lord.
We honor and we glorify and we magnify your name. Thank you for undergirding, God. Thank you for holding up, God. Thank you, God, for your word that's real, alive, oh God. We thank you, God, for your word that is true. Your word that never, ever fails. Your word that's the same yesterday, today, and forever. God, we thank you, God, that your word is moving even now. Through the phone lines, through the airways, through the radio, God, we thank you for your word going forth, your word going out. Thank you, God, for those that would be touched by your word. Thank you. Hallelujah, that we're here and obey God.
Bless your name, Almighty God.
We bless you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for what you're doing in this nation. Thank you for how you're moving even now. We bless
you
in advance, God, and we give you the glory now. We don't have to wait, God. We can glorify you for it now. We can praise you for it now. We can lift
you
up for it now. We can bless your name for it now. We can believe your report now. Oh God, oh God, yes,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God, you see all the turmoil and the turbulence.
Thank you, Lord. We bring it at your feet, God.
In families, God. In marriages, God.
You
see it all, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Help us, God.
Hallelujah.
Help us,
thank
God,
you,
to glorify you as a nation. We bless you.
Lord.
We honor your most holy name. So, God, be the glory in it all, Lord God. We say
you, Lord.
Be glorified and magnified. We bless you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord for the prayer that has gone forth. We thank the Lord for using Elder this morning. Hallelujah. And we stand in agreement with the word that has gone forth. And we will continue to pray. And we thank the Lord for how he used her. And we ask the Lord to bless her for her obedience and her kindness to come faithfully every Wednesday morning and pray. Hallelujah. Give her the words to say. Hallelujah. 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 We thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for her obedience. In Jesus, Yeshua's mighty name, in honor to God. Hallelujah. As she was praying, I was so in awe because I usually only, it seems, read in the Old Testament, as I call it, the first half of the Bible. And this morning, I'm reading Romans, the 12th chapter, and in her prayer, she was speaking so much from Romans, and I said, oh my God, so it's confirmation, and I thank God for his confirmation. But we'll be reading Romans 12, starting at the first verse, and I need to speak this into your ears. So we ask God to give us clarity and understanding, and we read it and let it flow and then feel what we have read. He gives us the wisdom to walk therein. The perfect will of God is the subtitle. And verse 12, Paul says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Hallelujah. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us. Whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to appropriation of faith. Our ministry, let us wait on our ministering. Or he that teaches on teaching. Or he that exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence. He that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instead in prayer, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of saints, giving to hospitality, blessing them which persecute you, bless and curse not, rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one towards another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of lower state. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourself, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink, or in doing so thou heap coal of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. You know, 20, so many of has used that. Yeah, I'm going to feed you. I'm going to give you something to drink. I know you don't like me, but I'm heaping coals. No, that a fire over your head. That's not what it means. Because then you're saying you destroy. That's nice, nasty. That's not what it's saying. Study it, you'll see. That's not what it's saying. No. Vengeance is not ours. So I'm going to feed you and I'm going to get vengeance. No, I'm going to see the fire over you for your men. We have to study. We're not wicked and we don't wish nor want wicked. And I know there are some people who can do some ugly things. In the name of love, in the name of being a Christian, But that's not what we're supposed to do. Please remember that. Mm-mm. God is not that kind of, God ain't petty. And I'm using those terms, God ain't petty. God ain't small mind. God desires that all come to repentance. Mm-hmm. 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 Even those politicians that would care nothing about the people. And it wouldn't, it seemed like they're heartless. But if they ever come to a place of need, we show them mercy. We show them kindness. Because that's who we are. Our Father will take care of what needs to be taken care of. Yes, we have laws. And if the laws of God are broken, God will take care of it. Mm-hmm. The laws of the nation are broken. We have laws, and their judgment will be given. But we don't see somebody we think don't like us. And you know something else we don't want to do? We don't want, because we don't like someone, and we talk against them and we wrong. And then you say, oh, I just need you to pray with me about this person. And you go praying against the person. And that person is innocent. You have to seek God. Don't do it. It may be that you really don't like that person yourself. And it's just an opportunity and an excuse to be ugly. God doesn't hear that. God is everywhere. He knows our very thought. He knows the intent of our thought. So it starts with us. We put ourselves in check. We ask God, what is it in me? And each one of us, I'm not just talking about those of us who are on the line today, but all of God's children, if we realize that we're in the kingdom and there are rules in the kingdom of our God, and love, our Father is love. We're under his protection. He guides, he directs, he protects us. When you know you're covered in the blood, yes, Lord, of Yeshua, you know what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. He gives us peace that passes all understanding. He gives us gifts to operate for him, to accomplish things for him. You have to be mindful of that. God gave you this for this. God gave you that for that. And we help. We encourage. We don't. Oh, you ain't like me. No, I'm not supposed to be. I'm supposed to be like Jesus. Hey, Yeshua the Christ, the Son of the living God. Bible told me to be an imitator. Ooh, hey, God. Yes, Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ, hallelujah. Ooh, it's all about him. All we know is our focus is on our Father and how he expects us to walk on this earth. We thank Elder for the message, for the prayer. Hallelujah. God bless you. Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord ordained this prayer. Hallelujah. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Jude, the first chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace, go in love, go in the confidence that you are a child of God and you are loved. Again, thank you, Elvin, for your prayer. God bless you. God bless you, my darling Sister Ro. Love you so much for your faithfulness. God is good. Have a wonderful day. And don't forget those on the prayer list. Hallelujah. God bless.